what does a tumbling, crumbling piece of barley bread have to do with, well, anything? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we find out. We're studying the book of Judges, and right now Gideon is on the brink of leading an army of 300 men into a war with an innumerable Midianite army. The odds do not look good. But Gideon is clothed with the Spirit of God, and God has given Gideon several reassurances of his plans, one of which will be this rolling piece of bread. Listen to what it says in Judges 7, verses 9 through 14. That same night the Lord said to him, "Arise, go down against the camp, for I have given it into your hand. But if you're afraid to go down to the camp with Purah, your servant, and you shall hear what they say, and afterward your hands shall be strengthened to go down against the camp." Well, then he went down with Purah, his servant, to the camp, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east lay along the valley like locusts in abundance, and their camels were without number, as the sand that's on the seashore in abundance. And when Gideon came, behold, a man was telling a dream to his comrade. And he said, "Behold, I dreamed a dream. Cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it, so the tent lay flat." And his comrade answered, "This is no other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given into his hand Midian and all the camp." As soon as Gideon heard the telling of the dream, he worshiped. So what does a loaf of bread have to do with all of this? Well, barley bread was the food of the poorest of the poor, food for the animals. You didn't eat barley if you had wheat, and if you didn't have wheat, you ate everything else until the only option was barley bread. So the barley cake represents the poorest of the poor and the weakest of the weak. It represents the plundered, beaten-down army of Gideon. And that piece of barley cake tumbled and turned into the camp, falling apart as it rolled, and rolled right up against a tent, and the tent fell down. As soon as Gideon heard the Midianite finish telling about his dream, the text says that Gideon worshiped. I wonder if Gideon's worship was as simple as a fist pump in the air and a quiet yes. We should worship as well, because God knows your need for reassurance, and he is willing to give it even when you don't ask for it. When God makes a warrior, he knows that warrior is weak and will need to be constantly reassured. And he's willing to do just that. And so today and together, we confess our weaknesses and doubts and rejoice over the reassurance that's given us by the resurrection of Christ, which is our greatest assurance that God gives us. And we rise up in action and we say, "My Lord and my God." Because when Jesus' body was broken and his blood was spilled, the enemy was overcome. The gospel is the greatest of assurances and reassurances. Today, when you pray, please pray for Ashraf Sarah and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Apache LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the United States.